So who were these magi, these wise men from the east? They were not Jews, and yet they came to worship Jesus. And this shows that Christ was the promised Savior of the entire world, of both Jews and Gentiles. But that doesn't really tell us much about the Magi themselves or about their adventure. Is that adventure just a myth, as non-believers claim? Or does the Magi's discovery and their journey have something more to tell us? Well, you know, there's a man named by the name of Frederick Larson who was a lawyer and a law professor, and he did research on this, on the Star of Bethlehem and the Magi. And he studied St. Matthew's description of the Magi's adventure and discovered a group of specific, measurable characteristics having to do with the Star of Bethlehem. And he used modern astronomical know-how to search for an explanation. And you know, with computer software, you can recreate what the night sky looked like on any date in history and from any point on the Earth's surface. And when he started doing this research on the Star of Bethlehem, he discovered things that can give us all a whole new appreciation for today's Feast of the Epiphany. Because the first thing he discovered had to do with the Magi themselves. He discovered that Magi were basically scientists in the ancient world. They made a rational study of philosophy, medicine, and the natural world, including the stars. A king would finance his own group of scholars, using them as consultants and translators. And one group of these scholars that was respected throughout the whole ancient world was the Chaldean Magi, based in the city of Babylon, which is just south of modern-day Baghdad in Iraq. And this school was well established 600 years before the birth of Christ. And that was because the prophet Daniel was exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon, but Daniel never returned to Jerusalem. And it's not unreasonable, therefore, to think that his prophecies were known, studied, and passed down through the generations by the Magi there in Babylon. And if that's the case, it would make a lot of historical sense for St. Matthew to tell us that the wise men from the east had seen signs of the Savior's birth and came to worship the newborn King of the Jews. And so really, this Feast of the Epiphany that we celebrate is celebrated as the first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, that is, to those who are not Jews, and represented by these three kings who came from the three magi, who came from a distant land. And you know, the word epiphany originally meant a manifestation or appearance of something, often a divine being. It had a divine connotation. And the three magi themselves came to pay homage to a newborn king. That's also an epiphany. And it gives us insight into the deeper meaning of the Messiah himself. Because, you know, God is always in charge. Always has been, always will be. His natural law is prevalent throughout all of the universe. Well, the three magi saw by the light of a star a point of brightness in an otherwise dark world, and they came closer to see, because God the Father had put a spotlight, we could say, on his newborn son, and the kings had to come out of the darkness to see it. And the new insight into the Star of Bethlehem gives us a deeper understanding and appreciation of our God. The coincidences witnessed by the Magi were not miracles of the star and the bright star and so on. It was all part of God's plan from the very beginning. They did not suspend the natural laws of nature. On the contrary, the natural regularity in the planets and the stars was perfectly respected. But it shows from the beginning of time, when God set that clock in motion, he already foresaw Christmas Day. It shows that God's highest priority is us, you and me, and our salvation. The universe itself is centered on Jesus Christ, the Son of God made man, our Savior. And we know him, He has revealed himself to us through his church, just as he revealed himself to the Magi through the star. And even more, he gives himself to us ever astonishingly in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. So, those Magi, who are they? Well, they were part of God's loving plan for us from all time. And here at this Mass, like the Magi, we come to adore him.